That's Rennie's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, the old fellows have settled on a plan for using the $10,000 gift that Diogenes Smith left the community of Pine Ridge. Mousie Gray was the author of this ingenious plan, which is supposed to provide enough modern apartment buildings to house every family in town, and also to produce a profit of $320,000. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jotting down store and library. Lum is just answering the phone.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. L. Edwards, apartment house manager speaking.
Who made him the manager?
Oh, it's you again, Grandpa. Huh? Why, sure, there'd be a rocking chair in each apartment.
Grandpa.
I told you there'd be a complete furnished apartment all through there. Yes, sir, chairs and tables and lamps. Everything comes with them. Huh? Well, no, you'll have to furnish your own easy slippers. All right. Goodbye, Grandpap.
That doggy's old Grandpap is sure excited about that apartment building idea.
Oh, yeah. If everybody's enthusiastic about it to him, we won't have no trouble at all putting this plan over.
Yeah, well, how did he find out about it so quick, Lon? You been telling it to everybody?
No, just a few people. They get to see how they felt about it and all. Grandpap was one I tried it out on first. I just said, Grandpap, if somebody was to offer you a brand new, beautiful, complete, furnished, modern, up-to-the-minute apartment, one that you could live in free for the rest of your life, would you be willing to exchange your old farm for it?
What did he say to that?
He said, lead me to it. What do I sign? He was bound and determined I'd give him something to sign right then and there.
He was, huh?
And finally had to let him sign the back of an old grocery deal.
Did he think that was something legal?
Oh, yeah. Well, he never even looked at it. Just wrote his name down and taken out for home like a scared jackrabbit. Said he wanted to tell his woman Charity all about it.
Well, we know we got one customer for sure, don't we?
No, don't you worry now. We'll get every family in this community.
We will, huh?
Well, this is the greatest one idea that's ever been studied up since the world started going.
Good for us.
Wish to goodness I'd have thought it up instead of Mousie Gray.
Yeah, reckon how Mousie ever come to get such ideas here.
I don't know. He must be a genius, said Mousie.
Yeah, more like that part is, yeah.
And to look at him, you'd never expect he was capable of studying up nothing.
No.
Little bitty head, gnarled eyebrows, no.
Yeah.
Thin, mouse-colored hair. But you got to give him credit now. He comes through with an awful good idea.
Oh, yeah, awful good. Yeah, yeah.
And I tell you, man, I believe it'd be a smart thing for us to sign him up some way or other.
Sign him up?
Well, go in partnerships with him or something.
Oh, oh.
That way, we'll have a half interest in any more ideas he gets.
Why, sure, sure.
He's bound to have some more.
Sure.
If he can work out some more plans that'll make a profit of $320,000 right off the bat, he's a fellow we ought to be associated
with. Well, now, Lum, exactly how do we make that much profit? I never did quite follow that idea that Mousie had.
Well, that's because you ain't got a financial wizard mind like I have, I reckon. I catched on to it right off the bat.
He did, huh?
Yeah, it's simple enough, Abner. All we do is take the $10,000 that Dodge and E. Smith left to Pine Ridge and build one apartment house with it.
Yeah.
We put 20 families in the apartment building, and in exchange, they give us their old houses. And then we sell them for just $1,000 apiece. That gives us $20,000. See?
Yeah.
So we take that and build two more apartment buildings and, well, we just keep on doing that.
Doing what?
Well, building more apartments with the money we get from selling the houses of the folks that's moving into the apartments we've already built. The number of apartment houses that we can build keeps doubling every time, see? And in no time at all, we've got enough to take care of all 607 families there is in this community. And it works out so that the last batch of old houses we sell gives a profit of $320,000.
Well, good for us. But, say, now, Lum.
Yeah?
Exactly now, how does that work?
For goodness sake, I've been talking here for 5 minutes, explaining it to you. Look, We got $10,000 to begin with. Dodge needs give us that. So we take that and put up one building with 20 apartments. Well, do that, Carly, and you better get it out there.
Keep on explaining, Mom. I can listen with one ear.
Well, it's more than you've been using.
Hello, jot 'em down store library, Abner Peabody doing a talking. Oh, howdy, Grandpap. Grandpap again.
Oh, for goodness sake, she's getting to be a newest.
Yeah, what is you want this time, Grandpap? Just a minute, I'll ask Mom. She wants to know if we're going to furnish bird cages with them apartments.
Oh, of course not. Can't put in stuff like that.
No, Grandpap, you'll have to furnish your own bird cage. Just a minute. How about goldfish bowls, Mom?
No, tell him no.
No, Grandpap. Stair school?
No, of course not.
No, listen, Grandpap, if you want all them things, you'll just have to bring them yourself.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye, Grandpap.
He's sure getting himself all worked up about
it.
Just to know every little bitty detail.
Yeah, well, more like this Aunt Charity's made him ask all them questions. You know how fervent she is. All of the fair Grandpap's going to get himself into some worthless, no good scheme.
Yeah, well, you can't blame her for that.
No.
But I wish Grandpap would just quit calling up over here, getting to be an out-and-out nuisance. I know one thing. When we all start moving into these apartment buildings, I ain't going to live next door to him.
Don't you? That's right, ain't he? We'll all be living right next to one another, won't we?
Oh, sure.
Hey, doggy, that'll be awful handy for me if I live next to Grandpap. We could just cut a hole in the wall twixt us and put a checkerboard in the hole and just sit there in our own homes and play checkers together.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Don't you go cutting no holes in them walls. I mean, that's the way you get the apartments built. Don't cut no holes in them.
Oh, well, we'll just make a little bitty hole.
No, you don't, now. You leave them walls alone.
All right. Ain't even moved into my new home yet. No, already, I can't do what I want to in it.
Now, Abner, that ain't the right altitude to take. If you and Grandpap want to play checkers, all you got to do is just open your front door and take about 5 steps, and you're at his apartment there. That's handy enough for anybody.
Well, yeah, it's handy, but I believe the other idea would be a heap more fun. I could just sit there. In fact, I could put it close to the table there and sit there and eat with one hand and play checkers with the other.
For goodness.
Wouldn't he have to even stop to eat? That'd be a good idea, you know.
Oh, what'd you want to do that for? No way. You don't get no fun out of them games. You never get more than halfway through a game before you're both fussing and hollering at one another. I just hope I live on a different floor than both of you.
Well, which floor are you going to live on, Mom?
I don't know. Top floor, I think.
Top one?
Any floor that Sister Simpson ain't on.
Sister Simpson? Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's going to be living there too, ain't she?
Why, sure. Her practicing singing and playing the organ's enough to drive a fella stark raving mad crazy.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't know that. Well, I don't want to be near her, I know that.
She ain't even got no neighbors over there where she's at now.
My caution, she won't have none of that apartment building neither. Everybody move out. You better not let her in there long.
Yeah, the worst part about it is she just knows about 5 different songs. Keeps practicing them over and over and run anybody crazy.
What's that one that she sings all the time about that? Lower the gentle lark.
Lower? No, that low here the gentle lark.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hear her sing that.
Oh, sings it all the time.
Yeah, she expects a body to hear the lark with all that screaming she's doing, I don't know.
Oh, couldn't hear nothing that going on.
We might have to build a little small apartment for her away from the others.
Yeah, we better. A long ways away from them. We want everybody to move in, I'll tell you that right now.
Might put Walt Bates over there, too, with all them youngins in here.
Oh, yeah, the way that pack of little Bates is run wild, they're more like to have the building tore down before the paint's dry on.
Not only that, they'd be running up and down them stairs all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping and hollering and playing Dick Tracy and Hi-Ho Superman and stuff.
Oh, sure.
So I could never get no thinking done. They'd keep waking you up.
Yeah, and there's that Chadwick Foster. He'll more like they want an upstairs apartment so he can lean out the window and holler at everybody all day long. Make him smart aleck remarks of his.
Yeah, Rennie, I can see now that there's some drawbacks to this plan after all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we better get Mousy to work on this some more and see if he can straighten these things out. Don't let nobody know we run into some trouble already, though.
Oh, I won't bring no word out.
Hey, what about this, Mousie? Some other things about this I want to talk over with him today.
He's out of town. He took his woman Gussie and they went over to Hot Springs.
Hot Springs?
Yeah.
What for?
I don't know. He said some kind of a celebration. Somebody's birthday, I believe he said. A fella by the name of Parks, that's what he said.
Parks? Oh, wait a minute. I know what that is. Just read about it in the weekly paper down at the barbershop. Today is the 110th anniversary of the Hot Springs National Park.
Huh?
We ought to went over there ourselves, you know it.
Logie, that's funny. This Mr. Park's birthday coming on the same day as the anniversary of the National Park.
And there ain't no Mr. Parks that's having it. Wait a minute, there comes Grandpa up out there.
Huh?
Suppose he's got a whole lot more questions studied up to ask us. We need to stay home for a while.
Well, how old did you say this Mr. Parks was today? I'm 110.
Abner, I never said nothing about no Mr. Parks. The Hot Springs National Park is celebrating its... Oh, now, here comes Grandpa.
Well, if he's 110-year-old...
Howdy, Grandpa.
Wonderful world,
Grandpa.
Yes, sure is. Wonderful world
beginning
today.
Yeah. Where do you want me to tell him to drive to? Tell who to drive where?
Why, Cedric, of course.
Cedric? Yeah, he's out there in the Macmillan's truck with Charity. Everything's loaded. Just tell us where it's at.
Huh?
Well, what's that?
Well, that new modern up-to-the-minute apartment you gave me this morning. Oh, my.